If I'm the president of the United States, I'm looking at what's going on in Minnesota, and I'm wondering, is the government of Minnesota, the governor, and is the mayor of the largest city, Minneapolis, are they in insurrection right now against the federal government? And I think the answer is yes. We are facing what I believe to be a leftist insurrection in Minnesota and other left-wing controlled areas against the federal government. There was a shooting death of a woman who, by all accounts, yes, all credible accounts, attempted to run over an ICE agent. And the ICE agent, in response, shot and killed her. Terrible situation. No officer wants to have to shoot someone in situations like that, but it looks like he had no choice. The left response has been so extreme that even I am shocked. I know the left has embraced violence. They, you know, we've been so-called celebrating the January 6th anniversary or highlighting it, it having happened 5 years ago. But they pretend to be opposed to violence, yet they embrace, condone, and encourage it repeatedly. And we're seeing it here as we're being told to ignore our lying eyes as we watch a car try to run down an ICE agent and pretend that it didn't happen. They want us to pretend it didn't happen. And there was two or three videos that had come out. One video, it was a little less clear as to what had happened because the angle was odd. There's a second video that came out that made it clear that the agent's life was in jeopardy and others were in jeopardy as well. And then a video just was released from Alpha News out in Minnesota, showing for sure that this woman tried to run over the agent. And let's go to the videotape. So what I just want to tell you before I go to it, what you're going to see is the woman's wife attacking and belittling ICE agents outside, and the woman is in the red vehicle. And the woman who ultimately was shot is in the red vehicle. So just to give you a little context there, because when I initially looked at it, I didn't realize the vehicle was red, and so I was confused. So it's just to be clear, the person who was killed by the ICE agent is in the red vehicle you're about to see on this video. And let me bring it up and start it at the beginning.
Fine. U.S. citizen, former fucking president. You want to come at us? I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy.
Go ahead. Out of the car. Get out of the fucking car. Get out of the car.
Oh!
So there you have it. Case closed. And the wife there, who had tried to get in the vehicle before the driver tried to run over an agent, you could see. I want to go back to this. I want you to look at this part again. Look at, she looks at
boy,
him.
Boy.
Him.
Get out of the car.
And I'm sorry, you cannot do that and expect a police officer to do nothing, or in this case, an ICE agent. And the left has been obscene in its attacks on ICE, encouraging this type of violence. Individuals like Tim Walz and the mayor of Minneapolis, who is now attacking ICE. You know, these leftist politicians are in part responsible for the death of this woman because they've encouraged these attacks on ICE. The left media has amplified and pretended that it's heroic to go around and harass agents and place them in jeopardy and obstruct their investigations in very sensitive situations where people's lives are on the line. They not only risk their lives, they risk the lives of ICE agents, and they risk the lives of those who are the target of law enforcement actions by the ICE agents. But this is anarchy. This is what the left likes, and they seek to undo our republic. And I'm sorry, but when you look at the material or the video or the statements, I should say, of Governor Walz, who has announced he's not running for office again after the American people were fully alerted to how he presided over the worst public the worst welfare fraud in the history of the United States thus far, $9 billion worth. When you see Walz talk about maybe we're going to war, maybe we're at war with ICE, and when you see Frey say to ICE, get the F out of my city, or whatever language he used, how is that not insurrectionist? And if I'm the president of the United States, I'm looking at what's going on in Minnesota, and I'm wondering, is the government of Minnesota, the governor, and is the mayor of the largest city, Minneapolis, are they in insurrection right now against the federal government? And I think the answer is yes. And I've long encouraged President Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act in circumstances like this. Now, he's tried to nationalize the National Guard, and the Supreme Court wrongly, I think, suggested that he can't, or ordered or found that he can't do that. Completely wrong, in my view. But one of the things it made clear in that ruling, just it was about 2 weeks ago, I guess, at this point, was, well, you know, you can't invoke the National Guard provision of federal law where the president can nationalize and use National Guard unless regular forces can't protect the rule of law. And essentially, Supreme Court interpreted regular forces, the majority of the court, I think it was a 6-3 decision, meaning not just police officers, but military, regular military personnel. So as Justice Kavanaugh noted in a concurring opinion, well, that means that he might be able to invoke the Insurrection Act and use Army and regular military to protect the public safety, preserve the rule of law in these jurisdictions. So as far as the Supreme Court goes, he can't nationalize the National Guard in Minnesota, but he can send the Army in, the Marines in, et cetera, with an invocation of the Insurrection Act. And then there were two individuals who were shot in Portland by ICE agents. Again, trying to run these poor guys down. And what's the response of Portland officials and Oregon officials? Target ICE. We're going to investigate ICE. So the real insurrection has been slow boiling and ongoing for a long period of time. It ebbs and flows from the left. But it's obviously accelerating at this point. So when you have a governor suggest that he's at war with the federal government, what else do you need? What else do you need? Now, the president has judgment calls to make. Does he want to kind of make things worse by sending in the military? Maybe not. But these are the circumstances we face. And in the meantime, these ICE agents are doing the Lord's work. You heard me say it. You heard me. And I don't use that term lightly. We've got immigration laws that have gone unenforced for decades in this country. Now President Trump and his team at ICE, et cetera, are trying to enforce the rule of law on immigration, end human trafficking, shut down these networks that benefit from the brutality of the cartels, strengthen them, encourage sex trafficking, all sorts of human trafficking. Largest human trafficking operation in the history of humanity took place under the Biden administration. He's trying to reverse that invasion. President Trump and I saw, to the benefit of the public and the public safety. These people are here illegally. Each and every one of them who are here unlawfully need to be deported. And there are people who want that lawlessness to continue. The left evidently has decided, not evidently, obviously, has decided they benefit from no border. They benefit from the lawlessness. They benefit from human trafficking. They benefit from sex trafficking. They want children to be trafficked across the border. And they are literally trying to get people killed who are seeking to enforce the law. I've said it once, and I'll say it again. If necessary, the left will kill you in order to get what they want politically and in terms of political power. And I say the left. I don't say liberals. I'm not talking about people who disagree with me on taxes. I'm talking about the left. They support terrorism. They support insurrection. They want to destroy our republic. Forgive me for going on a little bit here, but we can't pretend that this is normal when you have a governor and a mayor suggesting that it's okay to commit violence and try to kill an ICE officer. And then the governor saying, well, he's going to maybe have the National Guard. I mean, the implication of what he said is that he might use the National Guard against federal officers. So how is that not fomenting civil war? It's awful. You know, and this woman was a mother. I mean, she made wrong choices, obviously. But I know none of this would be, if we had competent local law enforcement and a media that didn't encourage this and politicians who maliciously didn't encourage this, this woman would be alive today. This is why she died, because of people like Waltz. So obviously Judicial Watch will do what it can to investigate the mess in Minnesota, not only the immigration mess, the welfare mess. I mean, we've been battling in Minnesota for years. Remember we sued Minneapolis? Over their racist, woke racist teachers union contract that protected people by race from being fired. So if you were black, you got protected in layoffs, but if you were white, you were targeted. And the leftist Supreme Court of Minnesota didn't want that case to go forward. So thankfully, the Justice Department responded to our request for an investigation with their own litigation. Minnesota is out of control in terms of governance. And I would argue they're not being governed at all. I mean, you know, is Tim Walz like Maduro? No. But he's a little bit like him. The I'm above the law attitude. The contempt for the rule of law, the willingness to allow fraud to take place because he politically benefits from it, and pretending that because he's leftist, all the seemingly improper acts and unethical acts he commits are okay. That's what the left is about. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.